afternoon and welcome to the Weekend Inside with HC Promotions. As usual, we're joined by racing expert Coxie and Footy Dave. I won't say football expert Dave.
Just Dave now, wasn't it? Didn't we decide? Dave.
On the group, I've been hammered, so it's just Dave at the moment.
Dickface Dave.
I've actually got a jingle for you in a bit, actually. So we'll.
Does it involve Dickface Dave?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's pretty simple. It wasn't difficult to work out the jingle, but we'll leave that. We'll keep the viewers enticed so they see hear the jingle later.
Can't wait. Well, hopefully, get back to winning ways with a football this week. Dave, are you confident?
Really, I'm confident. I am.
Yes.
Good. I am.
Love that.
Good man. And on to the racing from Dickface Dave.
Say hello to our listeners.
Hello, I'm Dickface Dave.
So on to the racing, Ian, last week. I mean 12-1 double, mate.
Yeah, it was cracking, wasn't it? So obviously the main bet was on the Saturday. Double landed nicely. I was made up with Perfect Power, won exactly how we said he would. The first one got up by a nostril. I was watching that with you, Chris. When he got overtaken and then got up by a nostril. It was funny, actually, because the second race was going off. And me and Chris went to the footy last weekend. We were invited, weren't we? And the race was delayed. And as the race was coming to a conclusion, United scored. So me and Chris are sitting down watching this race. And about 15 seconds after everyone sat down, we jumped up and cheered. Looked like a mad satellite delay watching the footy, didn't it?
Yeah.
And so obviously 12-1. And then we were so unlucky on the Friday as well. We had a treble on the Friday, which 2-1.
Oh, yeah.
The odds on favourite let us down for the treble. So for four out of five last week.
It's brilliant. That one on Friday, as you say, the first two were the dodgy ones.
Yeah.
Well, they were dodgy, but the ones that were better off. And then that last one, you just thought it was in, didn't you?
I had loads of people texting me saying I've got a cash out of, like, a big cash out. So I think people who had 20 quid on the treble were due to win 300 or something. And they were getting off with cash out of, like, 175, 180 quid. And obviously my response was just, it's up to you. 180 quid's a lot of money, take it if you want it. And everyone looked at the race. And I don't know if you remember, he came to the lead, went on by a length, and then still managed to get beat in the final furlong. It was heartbreaking. But let's not dwell on that. We had some massive winners last week. It was ace.
Well, yeah, I mean, for the double on the Saturday that I know I was on, I didn't get the 12-1 price. I didn't back it early enough, which I'm forever making that mistake. But still, I think I got 5 or 6-1 or something like that, I think I got.
I did say as well, didn't I, back it early, because I reckon these two will get battered.
Yeah. So I think I've learnt my lesson in that. Need to get on them earlier because there's some money changing hands somewhere. And whether they're listening to our podcast, I don't know.
I think the bookies listening and shorten the odds straight away.
Yeah, that's it, mate.
Well, they're not listening to the football, are they?
They hang fire on Dave's tips this week. They'll drift before kickoff. You'll get massive odds.
Oh, Dave's tips. Yeah. Go on, then. On to the football, Dave. Let's kick off with you then.
Right. Okay. We're ready for it.
Like
drum roll.
Go on.
Oh, I hate people who do fake drum rolls. If you want to do a drum roll, get an actual drum and bang it. If not, don't do a drum roll.
Why did you ask for one then? Did you think I was sat here with a drum?
Well, Bongo Bongo Man was in, what do you call it? He had a drum at Chris's events.
Let me go and see if he's on shift. He works for me now, doesn't he, Bongo Man?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, are you ready for it? Dickface. Oh, shit.
Brilliant.
Hey, he says it was dead easy as well as catchphrase, didn't he?
Dickface Dave's super hot home Saturday picks.
I was expecting something better than that, Chris.
No, I know. I'll be honest, I just made it up on the spot then.
You didn't. You've been practicing that all morning.
I've not.
I don't know what's going on. Right, Gabe, give us your selections. I don't actually know what's going on there.
Okay. Anyway, so remember the last time we won on the football, and I said I'm under pressure. I need a win, and I'm just gonna do 5 home picks, and it flew in. Well, it didn't actually. We had a 94th minute winner or something like that. Well, anyway,
it went about 97th minute.
97. Yeah, but it's still won. That's
doesn't matter. Win's a win.
Exactly. So I've gone with the same thing this time to get me back on track, and it's fell perfectly because the games that I've picked out, I'm so confident of them that this is going to be me coming back, and we're going to get a good price as well. So it's a 5-fold again, home wins. We're starting off in the Championship. Oh, also, the reason this is going to win, normally I write it down and, you know, give me reasons, statistics and everything. When I did it last time and we won, I just went off piece like I am now, where I've just listed the games and I've thought in my head what I'm going to say. So here we go. Sheffield United to beat Cardiff. Sheffield United are playing for, they're in the playoff places. Not sure if they can get automatic. I don't think they can, but they've stepped it up recently. They're good at home and they're playing Cardiff, who are struggling. They're on the holidays, which I said they were on the holidays last week, the ones who beat Forest Green 4-0. So don't go off that. So anyway, home win, Sheffield United going through in the playoffs in good form, Cardiff not in good form. Next one, MK Dons. Again, in very good form. Morecambe, not poor form. I can only see a home win in that one.
They're picking up some points, so Morecambe, aren't they? A few games ago, they were getting a couple of wins.
I'll tell you, Chris.
It's good for the listeners, this.
It is. you're
on
right.
On the MK Dons, though. MK Dons, yep. They've got to win.
They've got to win to stay in contention, haven't they, Chris?
Yeah. The reason I picked it is a home and away form. MK Dons at home are really strong. Morecambe away. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's why I picked it. They won. The away form's horrendous. Anyway, let me carry on.
And MK Dons have got a win to stay, because if they get beat and Wigan win, I think Wigan win the league.
Right, okay. Well, there you go. Well, the next one is Wigan, and this is my dodgy one. If any out of the five that I think is dodgy, only because of you, Chris, you were pretty lucky, you told me, at Ipswich to get a draw on Wednesday, was it?
Yeah, you went, it sounded like you was underwater then, Dave. I don't have a clue what you said.
Full robot, you blame Chris for something. Sorry, I hadn't spoke about Ipswich. Which...
No, yeah, it's on a Wednesday. You told me that Wigan were pretty poor and they were lucky to get a point at Ipswich.
Yeah, last 3 games, they've not been that good. Wigan, whether it's nerves or what, I don't know. But Saturday, so they can win the league Saturday. So that surely, if they can't get up for that and win that Saturday, then there's not something wrong. But surely, in my eyes, all eyes point to a win.
Well, that's the only reason I've picked it, because they can win the league. And because Plymouth are in really good form as well. So this is just basically going on the fact of Wigan winning the league at home on Saturday. So we go in with that one. Next, we've got Bradford City and Scunthorpe. This is just because Scunthorpe are shit. They're really, really bad. Because Bradford aren't great. But when they have won, they've won at home. You know, the games that they've played, they've been winning at home. So we go in with that one based on Scunthorpe being awful. And the final one is Exeter against Rochdale. Exeter, again, have started picking up points, playing well. They're in third place, going for automatic promotion. It's really tight at the League Two at the moment at the top, with Vale. Forest Green might be dragged into, you know, because of the result last weekend. Can't see it. But as I say, Exeter in good form. They've got Rochdale. They're not playing for much, Rochdale. So we're going with another home win. Your 5-fold pays
Let me guess. Is it 11 to
11 1? 11
to 1. Oh, shit. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. So enjoy your winnings. Over to you.
Right, okay, thanks.
I thought you had an away day special as well, Dave.
I did, but... Right, I'm doing this away day special because the first time I did it...
Do you have a jingle anyway for this, Dave, as well, away day special?
Dave's away day special.
Hey, that's cool. I like that. That could take off, that. So I'll do it then, go on, we'll do it. The Dick Face Dave away day special. So... We are going for Ian. Did I send this over to you?
There you go, Dave.
Right, yes, I did. Right. Yeah, but I need to know who they're playing. 1 second.
Thank right, God, yeah. How much preps he put in this week?
I was looking pretty well this morning, but I didn't jot them down. This is what happens when you don't Diego them down, jot them down. Right, first one. Birmingham Millwall. I'm going to be quick. It's based on Birmingham being terrible. They got absolutely battered at Blackpool at the weekend or in the week. Millwall, decent. They should go there and beat Birmingham, I should imagine. Next one, we're going one that always let me down. Nottingham Forest, I'm going again. Got to keep trying with these lads. Because I didn't back them in the week and they went and won again, convincingly. So we're going. They're going to Peterborough. I think there'll be goals in that. That, Chris, do you know you like goals and double?
Yeah.
Go with Forest and Peterborough. Both teams score. Forest win. I do think there'll be goals in that, but I think Forest will edge it.
Have you looked at any for this week yet, Chris?
No, not yet, mate. No, I normally do it Saturday morning. I normally like my homes on that. Both to score, win, homes.
Yeah. So don't go with that then. Anyway, next one. Salford away at Oldham. Salford, they've been picking up points and they're now in contention to sneak a little playoff spot with the recent form. I fancy them going there and getting a result at Oldham. And the last one is my mates, Wrexham. And I'm only putting this on really because I want Wrexham to win, because if they do, that's near, and Wigan win, that's my pre-season bet near enough in. It'll near enough be paying out if go and win. And Woking, I had a look at the table and recent results. They're bad at home. It's weird, Woking. Not doing great. Obviously, still promotion. The fourfold pays, have you put that on there?
No,
you've not.
He needs to sort it.
13.5 to 1.
13.5 to 1.
Yeah, on just on the fourfold. I reckon that's I reckon they're decent odds. Then they're pretty strong fancies. Then decent teams.
Good mate, nice one. Fingers crossed, we're back to winning ways on the football, Dave.
Yeah, I hope so, mate. I really do.
On that note of your season long bet, like I say, Wigan. I don't know whether I mentioned it last week. I can't remember. As tipped up by myself at 25-1, Wigan to win the league. That can happen this Saturday. So I've had a nice little bet on that hopefully comes in this weekend. So all good. So over to you, Ian, on the GGs.
Sounds keeping it quite simple for us this week. So I've got a nap, double, and then an each-way selection. The nap runs in the 3 o'clock at Sandown, which is the Bet365 Celebration Chase Miles. We are going for a Griana team in this. Paul Nichols trains, Harry Cobden rides. This horse loves it at Sandown. He's ran 4 times, won twice, second the other time. He won the Tingle Creek in December, which is one of Sandown's biggest races of the season. And won this particular race last season as well, beating a horse called Altior, which is a very good horse, now retired. So the course form stacks up, and you do need course form at Sandown as well. You want a horse that runs well here. It's been put away since, let's be honest, it was a very disappointing run at Leopardstown in February. I never fancied him there. I didn't think the track would suit. He was running against some good horses over in Ireland that were used to running there at Leopardstown as well. I don't think he travelled very well. And you can draw the line. And before that, this horse has been a pretty solid yardstick. Like, he's been kept nice and fresh for this. I reckon this has been his target for the back end of the season. So, swerve Cheltenham, swerve Daintree, and he's coming here for this. I'm surprised he's not shorter in the betting. He's not actually favourite. So, Nubi Negra's favourite for the Skeltons in this. And he was put firmly in his place in the Tingle Creek behind our selection. I'm really struggling to see why he's going to return the form. I think Nubi Negra's best form has come at Cheltenham by a mile. I'm struggling to have Nubi Negra beat R1 if R1's fresh and ready to go. You've got Soul Royal in there for Alan King. Absolute belter of a horse, love this one. He's 10 now. He's ran a lot of races this season already. I think this might be one step too far. And then the other two just aren't good enough. A fairly confident selection for a nap of the weekend is Grianatine at 13-8. That's in the 3 o'clock at Sandown. Nice. I can see that shortening, by the way, in price. I can see that going off favourite
on Saturday. I'm on it before I make my mistake again.
I can see that going off favourite on Saturday. Paul Nichols has got a load on Saturday. It's the finale of the jump season Saturday at Sandown. So the champion jockey, Brian Hughes, and Paul Nichols, champion trainer, they get their trophies for the season. And I think Paul Nichols has targeted this with a few horses. So if you're having a bet on Saturday at Sandown or looking at the rest of the card,
it's still 13-8 now. So if you get on it now, today, we'll be sorted.
I can see Paul Nichols' horses running well there on Saturday. For the double, we're going over to Leicester. 2:10 at Leicester is 1 mile full cap. So this is on the flat. We're going with Salvatore Mundi for Gosden and Frankie Dettori. I was really surprised, actually, again, that this one wasn't favourite. It's 11-4. So backable on its own anyway. That's a decent price.
Yeah.
And the double pays 9-1 with these two, which I'm well happy about, to be honest. Cost 200 grand, this horse. And I've seen it steadily improve over its three runs. Got a first run in a handicap. On breeding, he looks like he's crying out for this trip. Its last two runs, he looks like a proper stayer, not like a proper battler of a horse. Even though he hasn't won yet, his performances have been good and they've been getting better. And I think track and trip and ground and everything is all in its favour. The favourite to all called Achnamara for Mark Johnson with Adam Kirby on board. Some good races, don't get me wrong, but all the races so far have been on the all weather and he's switching to grass for the first time. So there's a question mark straight away. Of the rest of them, there's actually a horse called Decidious, which I'm picking out as probably the most likely to give us something to do. And it looks like the second string for Charlie Appleby, because William Buick's riding another one. They've got a fellow called Harry Davis on this, who's a claimer, claiming 7. I think that one's primed to run a good race. But my thoughts on this is that Frankie stalks them, second or third, and then we're about 2 furlongs to go, because I'm confident this horse's stay. I hope he serves it up to them, then throws it into the lead with 2 furlongs to go. And if he does, if he's in the lead, I think he's going to be a very hard horse to pass, because he looks like he battles all the way to the line.
I hope we're not slagging off Frankie Dettori again next week.
Chris, I was just going to say, my only issue with this is because of you with Frankie Dettori. Whenever you back him, he doesn't win.
I think I had it in the week as well. I backed him on something and should have won and didn't.
Yeah, do you know what? I don't think he's been in that great form for him. He's lost on a couple of short price favourites, I think, over the last week or so. So, Chris, maybe for the sake of our listeners, you don't back that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That double pays 9-1, which would be good. And then I've got an each way bet, which I really, really fancy. It's paying 4 places, this. So it's the 150 at Sandown, which is the novice hurdle handicap final over 2 miles. Proper wide open race. As I said before, Paul Nicholls has got loads of good runners going to Sandown on Saturday. And Nappers Hill is the favourite for him. Won well last Saturday. But this race is different gravy. That race, that was a proper crap race where he went off 1-4 favourite, I think. This is much harder. I'm really, really keen on a horse called Dr. Parnassus for the Skeltons. It's,
I'm just looking at it now.
It's I got 8-1 yesterday. You can get 15-2 now. So it's an ex-flat horse. It ran two really good races, first time out over hurdles. Where was it? I can't remember where it ran. Ascot and Taunton. And looked a very good horse. He jumped so slickly over his hurdles. And then he was pitched in the deep end in the Triumph Hurdle at Cheltenham behind. If you remember, my nap of the meeting was Vauban in the for the Cheltenham Festival. And then ran behind Pied Piper in that. It beat a horse in that race called Night Salute. Night Salute has come out in dead heat at Aintree with Pied Piper. That race at Cheltenham was the best novice hurdle of the season. He was running against the best horses off level weights. He was beating around 12 lengths in that. But actually, it doesn't tell you the whole story because he travelled so well right up until the last hurdle. And then the class of the other horses just told they quickened a little bit better. And he just couldn't stay with them. But he
What's
did
up,
stay.
Mate? You feeling a little hoarse?
Hey! But he did stay on. This is far more winnable than that last race at Cheltenham. He gets a four-year-old allowance in this race as well, which he didn't get at Cheltenham. Everton stacked in his favour to run a huge race. It's a confidence each way selection, and I'd be gutted if he's not vying to win this.
Ian, can I just point out, obviously, for the listeners that Sky Bet are paying five places for this, but it's currently 13-2.
So you negate it then, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm sure you'll be able to get better odds with other bookies, but they're probably four places.
So I'll tell you what, so 13-2 for five places, that's a better Norton for me, that.
It
looks like a free bet, that to me.
So it's basically just a little bit more than your money back, even if it places, yeah?
Exactly, mate, yeah.
Yeah,
good
that.
So, I mean, we're going to have a little dabble on the treble. I think the treble pays about 90-1 or something like that.
Yeah,
I have to have a go with that just in case. But there they are on the screen. So we nap Griana team, 13-8 in the 3 o'clock at Sandown. Salvador Mundi's me next better, 2:10 at Leicester, 11-4. That double pays 9-1. And then strong each way selections, Dr. Parnassus, 150 at Sandown.
Excellent, mate. Great stuff. This weekend, big weekend of sport. This weekend, it's the Liverpool Everton game, is it?
Yeah, on Sunday, because Burnley play before us a home game against Wolves, which basically they win or draw that, and we're in the relegation zone going into the derby.
Wow. And the form Liverpool are in, mate, you could get an hide in there and all.
Could be embarrassing. I remember you just battered us, I think it was 5-0 or something at Anfield, not so long back. 4-5-0, Dave, was it? So I'm fearing for Sunday, but you know, it's just up these horses mate. Come in and then we'll talk footy next week.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah, definitely. I'm off to the Fury Dillian White fight on Saturday night.
Well, can I have, what's your opinion then, Chris? What do you think, mate?
It's got to be Fury win on it. I just hope it's a good fight. I just hope it is, because that undercard that he's put on is absolutely shocking. So everybody's just going for the main fight, really. That's all there is.
Is it a bad card?
Really bad. Yeah, even the main fight of the undercard got cancelled. They've just put another one on this morning, but not like an Eddie Hearn show where it has good fighters on the undercard. It's poor. They've got two fellas out at pub. fights. Honestly, it's pretty bad. So just hoping the main fight is a good one, really. So looking forward to going down there anyway.
Go ahead, Dave. Chris, you've got to give us a prediction, mate.
Yeah.
Go on, then we'll go Fury, round six. There we go. Just looked it out there.
They've got a boosted bet. I've seen Sky Bet. I think it was 7-2 for him to knock him out between round before round six.
Right.
Hey, don't forget, Chris, the one you plucked from me there last week was 3-2 to Man United against Norwich.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So any eagle-eyed listeners are going to get straight on Fiori in round six there.
I think a good price as well, Fiori, round six. I think it's probably about, probably got about 20-1 at least.
What we'll do is, Chris, we'll just swap me and you. I'll go up in that corner. I'll play the football and stuff.
Right, sound brilliant. As usual, please like and share and get following the page and tell your friends, your colleagues, all that. If you're not listening, you're not winning. Till next week. See you later.
See you later.